Hi, welcome back to the Simpsons Animation Fun Club. This is Matt Groening.
This is Mike Reese, one of the writers and producers on this episode.
Al Jean, writer-producer.
Wes Archer, director.
So, Wes, can you talk about this main title?
Well, I believe the chalkboard gag was new.
We changed that. That used to be, that now turned into Mr. Burns, the guy eating the sandwich.
I remember always enjoy waiting for the couch gag.
I remember on the internet when the show debuted, people would go, have you noticed they changed the chalkboard sayings every episode? Like it was this shocking revelation.
I actually wanted this main title to be really long because I really didn't pay that much attention to television after I was a child, and main titles used to be really long. Mm-hmm. And also I thought we'd have to do less animation per episode if we only had a much longer main title.
Have you talked about how the varying jokes in the main title was inspired by the Mickey Mouse Club?
Oh, yeah. No, you know, I completely forgotten about that. That was from the Mickey Mouse Club. When Donald Duck, during the Mickey Mouse Club theme, Donald Duck would always be hitting that gong, and something terrible would happen. The gong would never...
Yeah, it would be a different... They had at least five different ones. The gong would explode, or Donald would vibrate on a frame, and... I think that was the inspiration for this, changing the beginning and end of the main title every week, because I don't think I'd seen it on any other show.
Well, I believe we now owe Disney about $5 billion.
The Dick Van Dyke Show, the, you know, with the Automon when he either steps over it.
This episode, I remember the genesis was Jim Brooks said, I want to do a show where Lisa is sad and she doesn't know why. And I remember we had done a lot of jokey shows and we thought, well, we'll try something that's really emotional and sweet and see how we do.
My memory is just a little different. And that one thing I had heard was Jim Brooks always wanted to do this episode on Taxi. He just wanted to do an episode where Alex is sad. And I think they never got around to it. And so when he pitched it for this, we had a little trepidation about doing it. And I remember Matt once saying, oh, you're the guys who got stuck with that one. We were all very worried about it. But you learn pretty early to trust Jim Brooks and his judgment. And it turned out very popular, and especially with women who have never been a real key part of our audience or a real big section of the Simpsons audience. Women were very touched by it, and it's surprisingly moving.
I got two cupcakes for the three of you.
Well, Mom, I don't think they have this erupting volcano in the house anymore. The past 3 decades
to keep it. Bart! Just take mine. A simple cupcake will bring me no pleasure.
Oh, all right. Yeah! Hey. All right, class, from the top. One and two and three and one.
I think this was the first episode that really featured Lisa, you know, really exploring the intellectual side of her that grew, you know, as the series progressed. This a character is named Mr. Largo after the musical term, voiced by Harry Shearer.
Lisa, there's no room for crazy. And his personality was in part inspired by a music teacher I had when I was a kid who hated the Beatles when the Beatles first started and said,
how many of you kids like the Beatles? Well, they can't sing, they can't play, the songs are horrible.
Well, that's all fine and good, but Lisa,
one technique that the composers for the show have used is to get real elementary school bands and use their music as the band for Springfield Elementary.
I think we tried to take a lot of opportunities to show the characters' internal thought processes through pupils and big walleyes.
Yeah, that shot's really good. With the, you know, simple expression, you can see she's not too happy.
Lisa, we are playing dodgeball here. The object of the game is to avoid
this was
the ball
a fun
by
scene.
Weaving or ducking out of its path.
In other words, to dodge the ball.
Listen,
so what,
Missy, just
is this,
why you weren't
is this stuff harder or
balls.
Easier or just...
I'm too sad.
I remember trying to stage too the sad. Characters play out of the ball? Frame to
That's
make it easier.
Ridiculous. Now let's see some enthusiasm.
Yeah, one of the things I always was amazed about on The Simpsons is the writers who were not animators would write these scenes with huge crowds of people in them.
Yeah.
And what was amazing, Wes, about you guys was how much you rarely cheated. Mostly it was, when we called for a crowd, which was every other scene, it seemed like they were all
trying to stage it.
No, those kids are really moving in the background there.
I pointed out
we cheat. Well, so you don't notice.
Well, this is a semi-disguised appearance of one of my cartoon characters from Life in Hell.
Yeah,
as the referee.
Yeah, we wanted to give the referee a distinctly Matt Groening look.
Who would think this would date the show more than anything? The fact that. That now video games look so much better than The Simpsons do.
It's funny how they're still so popular, too.
These designs were loosely based on Homer and Bart, the warrior for Bart and the warrior for Homer.
I didn't do it. Nobody saw me do it. There's no way they can prove anything.
Which would be a very advanced video game technology. There must be
some mistake. Hey, you're right. There's notes about Lisa.
Lisa?
That's great acting.
Lisa refuses to play dodgeball because she is sad. Well, she doesn't look sad.
Seeing so much blood and gore was very rare for TV at that point, or even now.
I'm sorry, Dad, but you wouldn't understand.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, we took some of the blood out of the layouts.
You know, like...
You left some in.
I'm going crazy. Why don't you climb
animators
up on Daddy's knee and
bloody
tell
scenes.
Them all about it?
I'm just wondering, what's the point? Would it make any difference at all if I never...
Dodgeball. I think the use of that comes from Al's childhood. I think you contributed that, and... I know I played it as a kid, but I think I had blocked it out of my memory completely.
I remembered it because the kids who were really good at sports, the football guys and stuff, would just wail these balls at you. It seemed like the most sadistic thing to make kids do.
Sorry, Dad. I know you mean well.
I think in this show we were really
kneeling
down.
Well, you're supposed to dodge the ball. That's why it's called dodgeball.
Oh!
Vacuum this floor.
Hey, man, I didn't do anything wrong.
There you can see Patty and Selma, the Simpson family. The backgrounds are now more standard.
Yeah, we're starting to nail down the pictures on the wall in the living room, the fireplace.
I can see the substantial change in backgrounds from even No Disgrace Like Home, where it just looks like they got hold of a ruler somewhere. All the background lines are much straighter. They don't bulge. The backgrounds don't bulge as much as they did in previous episodes.
The palette seems better to me, too, the pinks and the yellows.
Don't say stuff like that about me to Maggie. She's on my side, anyway.
Is not.
Is two.
Is not.
Is two.
Is not.
Is two. Watch.
So this is where they fight for Maggie's attention.
Come to the one you love best.
No, Maggie. Come here, girl. Come to me.
Come on, Maggie. The choice is obvious.
No, Maggie. Don't go for the glitter. Look for substance.
All right, Maggie. Just go to Bart.
Once again, we'd have Maggie suck the pacifier less if we were doing the sequence now.
So, do you remember animating this? What?
Yes.
You do. Do you remember all of them? Do you remember every scene that you animated, or is it, do they blur?
On occasion, they blur, yeah. There's so many. But, yeah, you watch it, and you remember those days. Drawing those pictures.
So what episode number is this? This episode?
Number six.
Number six. Man, we'd really kicked in. I mean, the show seems very confident. And, and I think as I pointed out earlier in one of the other commentaries, you know, all these shows were in the works before we saw the results.
That's a classic
of the first episode. The first, the first animation. And so... We really lucked out.
I'm sorry.
I remember critics really called attention to the moment where Maggie hugs the TV as if it was something special, but really it's just a commercial for the show. Please watch TV.
My fingers cracking on the keys is too loud for you.
Let's hear it.
I remember people who would watch this episode telling me that they were shocked that they actually would cry or get sniffles watching a cartoon.
In these sorts of scenes, we would put in quite a few animation drawings ourselves. Before it shipped out.
gotta find that sound.
I remember back in the early days, we used to have long discussions about whether we could justify Lisa going out and a little 8-year-old girl going out in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. you know, by herself to a bridge.
If my daughter did this, I'd kill her.
And then we said, yeah, what the hell.
So the voice for Bleeding Gums Murphy is Ron Taylor, an actor who we'd seen on Wise Guy, among other shows. And the name is loosely based on Blind Lemon Jefferson, the old bluesman.
Wait, Margie. Before you go out that door, let's put our happy face on. Because people know how good a mommy is.
This was one of our first instances of everyone in a family looks identical, which has gotten extended to even Milhouse's mother looks exactly like Milhouse.
Yeah, I've gotten fan mail asking if Milhouse's mother and father are brother and sister.
They look more alike.
Well, you know, isn't that freaky sometimes when you see couples and they look like each other?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, ugh. Boys,
go easy on me. I'm your dad.
I am going easy on you, but you're just so and slow and weak and pathetic.
No!
That's good, except for sequences like this. I'd say it's nice clearly...
Wes, talk about the angler worm tongue.
The scream cycle. I think that's three drawings. Cycled indefinitely.
George Meyer, one of our writers, has pointed out to sit up screaming from a sleeping position is really hard. Try doing it.
Well, they do it in every movie.
I know.
Why are you still awake? I'm still trying to figure out what's bothering.
Yeah, but to sit up screaming with your tongue going like that, too, that's really hard.
Such a handful, and Maggie needs attention. But all the while, our little Lisa's becoming a young woman.
Oh, so that's it. This is some kind of underwear thing.
I think that was a Jim Brooks line.
There's a lot of bedroom scenes in the first year.
Now, low B flat.
This is some good animation done by, I think, Carlos Beza, who was later to direct.
Well, Bleeding Gums, I think he appeared, I don't know, maybe three episodes and then over the run of the series. Then we killed him off, but he's in the credits every week.
He's very popular, despite not being in the show that much.
Yeah.
One reason he didn't reappear is he wasn't voiced by one of our six regulars.
I have problems, too.
Well, I can't help you, kid. I'm just a terrific horn player with tons of soul. But I can jam with you.
Okay.
So lonely. I think this bridge was modeled after an old bridge in Pasadena.
Oh yeah,
you pass it on the freeway now. It's still there. Very depressing looking bridge.
Well, there's a similar bridge in my hometown of Portland, Oregon, which was known locally as the Suicide Bridge, because people jumped off it a lot, and. It was such a weird name to grow up with because I had to cross the suicide bridge every single day, getting to and from school. And, Homer tries to kill himself in one of the early episodes, too. This bridge.
That song Lisa sang later reappeared in a longer form on the Simpsons Sing the Blues CD.
Yeah.
Yeah, Al and I wrote these songs. I think it's the first song we ever wrote. It just sort of shows you songwriting is not that hard.
If you're not that good.
Yeah.
Lisa, get away from that jazz man.
But, Mom, can I call
Mom? We're worried about you. Nothing personal. I just fear the unfamiliar.
She heard the music from her bed.
Wow. We slept this editing style of fading to black and fading in.
Mm-hmm. No, it's nice. I would say this has got to be the most static of the first 13. I mean, there's just not a lot of hijinks and running around, and you can see Wes was able to channel the extra time out of the frenzy and into emotional acting, and then just very cinematic shooting to the whole thing.
Do you think you're being nice enough to your sister, Bart?
Oh, yeah, easy.
You do love her, don't you?
It's great them circling each other.
Well, you do, don't you?
Don't make me say it. I know the answer. You know the answer. He knows the answer. Let's just drop it, okay?
Okay, Bart. You don't have to say it. But you do have to have a loving attitude. Be nice to your sister.
Okie dokie.
Go on, Bart. No time like the present.
Hi, man.
I don't want your pity.
Oh, come on. I'll cheer you up.
How?
Bart's seen from behind with that sort of eyeless skull look. It's very weird. We've kept that into this day.
Yeah, we really worked out the ear. Also.
Hey, guys, I'm looking for a jock strap.
Now Mo has gray hair.
Wait a minute. Jock strap. It's you, isn't it?
Now, the Mo phone calls, they're a funny thing because they were a standard part of the show, but I always remember they never really got laughs at table readings with the cast, and people recognized that we did him as a runner, but they never really said they liked him that much. And yeah. They just became brutally hard to come up with genuinely funny fake names for Bart to use, and then to write these very angry threats for Mo to do.
The angrier he got, the further away the animator would draw the phone away from Mo's ear and mouth, so we always had to get that phone up to his head.
Hmm.
This was a real challenge. We would get these wonderful scripts, and we hadn't directed half-hour shows much at all before this, if any. And we would just work out ways to stage it so that we wouldn't have to do too much animation for the budget.
One game I always liked in the background was Robert Goulet Destroyer.
Hmm.
Teach me to fight like you do?
Yeah. Later, to appear in Bart's treehouse, Robert Goulet.
You got yourself a deal, Fido.
Well, looks like you're a lot of quarters, old man.
That's okay. Well, the tips
I think that kid was, our note from you guys was to make him sort of like Corey Feldman.
Howie, I told you to stop wasting your money in this stupid place.
Sorry,
and
Mom.
And you, a man of your age, you should be ashamed of yourself.
She's wearing 70s clothes.
Coming up is the first appearance of Ralph, who we didn't know would become Ralph Wiggum. That happened later. And he was named after Ralph Cramden on The Honeymooners because we wanted sort of a little loutish boy, sort of a junior version of Homer.
I didn't know that.
That's the fact. But he didn't become Ralph Wiggum till the episode where he had a crush on Lisa, and someone said, hey, wouldn't it be funny if Ralph was Wiggum's boy?
Almost walking on them, and then you'll fit in, and you'll be invited to parties, and boys will like you, and happiness will follow. No, come on, you can do better than that.
That's great animation.
That's my girl.
I feel more popular already.
Hey, nice smile.
Thanks.
Hey, what are you talking to her for? She's just gonna say something weird.
Not me.
You know, I used to think you were some sort of a brainiac, but I guess you're okay.
Uh-huh.
Hey, why don't you come over to my house after practice?
That sounds like Nelson.
I know.
Okay. Nancy Cartwright.
5 minutes, people, 5 minutes.
Marge has tremendous hearing. She can pick up on this little discussion 30 feet away.
No, sir.
So that's where she gets it.
Lisa, I apologize to you. I was wrong. I take it all back.
Springfield had very loose seatbelt laws back then.
Be sad. We'll write it out with you.
The idea that I wanted to keep alive in the show was that everyone wore seatbelts except Homer. And we followed that rule occasionally. But not consistently, obviously.
I said you could stop smiling, Lisa.
I feel like smiling.
I'm gonna knock you out one more time, and that's it.
This I love Homer's boring, whimper man. At the end of this scene.
kid. Tonight's not your night.
All right, man, you asked for it. No more Mr. Nice Guy.
Ha ha, blocked it. You missed me.
This is one of our ways of connecting the A and the B story in a very loose, you know, one chat. They pull out the plug.
Quiet, Marge. This is my big moment.
So they can go see Lisa's
Marge,
show.
Hope Simpson is on the ropes. He is hoping I'll put him out of his misery. Well, you're in luck, Marge. Here comes my right.
Oh, no.
My game. I could have beat the boy.
By the way, this really works. If you unplug a video game while someone's playing it at a climactic moment, they will whimper like that. I'm telling you.
Try it at home, kid.
Undefeated from the world of video boxing. Oh,
this is one of those moments where I think in most marriages, if the husband started whimpering because his video game had been plugged out, it'd be a serious problem.
A friend of mine, one of the great little ladies of jazz.
This was, again, we were wondering if we could justify having a little girl at a jazz nightclub.
Well, here at least her parents came to the club. She's not just out in the town at midnight by herself.
What's the funny thing? Where the Simpsons ostensibly are Caucasian and they're yellow, and it seems black people are white. And Asians are chalk white, I think, on the Simpsons.
Well, that's all this. There's been little color shifts over the years. You know, the original idea behind the color yellow, which was Wes. Maybe you know who's the colorist. Who's the original colorist?
Georgie Palouse.
Yeah,
Hungarian woman.
Yeah, it was a great choice, yeah. And because it made the show look like nothing else on television. And I always had the sneaky idea back then that people would try to adjust the color to make them, you know, that typical pink color that passes for Caucasian on cartoons, and then every other color would be red.
I think we had a problem with the yellow coming out greenish in the Tracy Ullman shorts.
Is this the first time that instead of having a black background for the closing credits, we kept it over animation? I think so.
Yeah, I think so. This show has a lot of mood.
Yeah, I love the mood. And...
Oh, this club, was it called the Jazz Hole?
Yes.
That, again, yeah. I thought, no way is that going on the air. That is the filthiest joke to put on a television show.
I think the Fox censor just got it. Yeah, there's Carlos, who directed some later episodes.
Yeah, we had a few animators.
Great music by Richard Gibbs. Mm-hmm.